Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We begin today with the Humane Society of the United States calling on a West Michigan laboratory to adopt out dogs being used in toxicity tests. Dogs, it says, are scheduled to be destroyed at the end of the experiments. With us now is Kitty Block, president and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States, here with us from Arlington, Virginia. Kitty, your group, the Humane Society of the United States, conducted an undercover investigation into testing on dogs. Your report covers several tests in more than one location, but we're going to focus on testing being done now in West Michigan at the Charles River Laboratories in Mattawan near Kalamazoo. When did this undercover investigation happen, and what did your investigators find at the Charles River Labs?
Well, thank you for hearing us out and taking on this really important story. So our investigators, it started in this past summer, and they were there for about 100 days. And so what they did was, while they were there, they were documenting a case of a number of animals being essentially poisoned every day with product testing, toxicity product testing. And then while they were there, at the end of the time they were there, these dogs were all euthanized and then necropsied. So it was a pretty intense time for our investigators to see this. Beagles in particular are really gentle animals, dogs, and that's why they are picked for these tests. So the Humane Society of the United States is really focusing on dogs in research, and in particular, this one year toxicity test where dogs are poisoned every single day, when our Environmental Protection Agency said this test is no longer necessary for products.
And this test is particularly, this is the focus that is in your report and in your release, on a one-year test commissioned by Dow testing a new fungicide called Ativelt?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Tell us about that test.
So this is a test, really it's a pesticide that they're trying to see what levels are toxic. And so they dose the dogs every day, these tubes put down their throat, and then they fill the tubes with these toxins, these poisons. And then they continue to assess and monitor these animals. I mean, the test lasts for a year, if you can imagine how horrible that is. Some don't make it the whole year, but if they do make it the whole year, then they are euthanized at the end and studied. But the thing is, this test, this one-year test, has been deemed unnecessary, and most of the global community no longer endorses this one-year test.
Deemed unnecessary by the United States government?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The United States government said this test is no longer needed. No longer needed for products, the one-year test.
Okay.
And so the test that we're talking about today, that's in all our materials that are being conducted on these 36 beagles, this is part of the one-year test. We want this to stop. It's unnecessary. It's been deemed not even useful. And we want to get these dogs out of the lab and to work with us to find forever homes for these dogs.
All right. And I know, so this is a one-year pesticide test for Corteva Agriscience, which is the agriculture division of Dow DuPont. Is this laboratory owned by Dow, Kitty, or is this a contract arrangement?
It is not owned by Dow. It's a contract arrangement, as do other companies use this facility.
Okay. And when we're talking about these three dozen beagles, particularly in this test for Ativelt, where do these dogs come from?
They are usually come from dealers that breed specifically these animals for lab testing. Not all the time, but that's in large part where they do come from. And so these dogs are bred and then sold to these labs for the testing.
And you touched on this, but just to elaborate a little bit, why are beagles preferred for this kind of testing?
Beagles have such a very calm demeanor. They are gentle dogs. They are easy to breed, and their sort of makeup is lends itself to the type of test that they would do. And so it unfortunately for them, it's great when they're your household pet, but it is particularly challenging in these labs. And so that's why they tend to use beagles.
Now, Dow has issued a statement and put it online, and I'm quoting here, quote from Dow, "Animal testing is not something Dow undertakes lightly, but neither is it something the company can discontinue when it is required by regulatory authorities." That's end that quote. And as you have just said it, the U.S. government no longer requires this live animal test?
That is absolutely correct. What Dow is referring to is the product that they're testing on these three dozen beagles is for a product that will be sold in Brazil. We have a presence. We have an office in Brazil. We have been working with the Brazilian government, and though they had the law in the books that you had to do this one-year test, they have said they no longer are requiring it, and they will give a waiver to any company that doesn't want to do this one-year test. And in fact, we gave all that data to Dow. And the official information from the Brazilian government, but officials at Dow felt that they needed something, ink in writing and the law change before they would stop.
Okay.
And that just makes no sense to us. The Brazilian government said they are already giving out waivers for companies to stop this. It's just a matter until they get their law inked on the books. So these dogs are continuing to suffer entirely unnecessarily.
If you've just joined us, I am speaking with Kitty Block. She is the president and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States about this group's undercover investigation into toxicity tests being performed on dogs at labs in this country. This conversation focuses on testing that the Humane Society says is being done at the Charles River Laboratories in Matawan near Kalamazoo, a laboratory contracted to Dow. The Humane Society says three dozen beagles have been force-fed fungicides and the dogs will be destroyed at the end of the experiment, and it's calling on the lab to adopt out the beagles. When is this experiment scheduled to end?
Well, as I said, it's 1 year. There are probably four more months to go, and so it is really, a do or die to get these animals out, and we don't want any more poisons pumped into them. We want them to, and we're not even asking Dow to do the legwork of adopting. We want to partner with them. We will help them. We will take the dogs, and we will work with the shelters. We have 350 partner shelters around the country to work with these dogs, rehabilitate them, provide them necessary medical care, and get them adopted. So it's really, this is kind of one of those, no-brainer things. Let's partner on this. Mm. Let's get this right. Dow in the past has been really a good partner on trying to help other countries end these sort of test requirements. That's why it just doesn't make sense to us that this one is continuing. And we hope, better judgment and better minds will prevail, and we'll be able to partner and do the right thing on this issue.
Kitty, can a state like Michigan make this kind of testing illegal, or is this an issue that comes under the purview of federal agencies such as the Food and Drug Administration?
This is a federal issue because these products are not unique to any one state, and so any kind of drug regulating is done through FDA, EPA, and so on. So it's not up to the individual states.
Kitty, there are all sorts of chemicals that we need and we use as humans, especially when it comes to optimizing crop output to feed the world's growing population. And it is probably a good idea to test these chemicals before they're widely used. So if we don't want to test them on humans first, then how do we balance the need to ensure new scientific breakthroughs that don't harm humans while also humanely treating animals who may be involved in this research process? How do we balance that?
It's a great question. And here's an easy one. It's not really a balance because 21st century modern science, the models are not animals. There's so much research on stem cell, on high throughput tests that are much more accurate for humans. I mean, for example, dogs, who doesn't love chocolate? I think I had already had two bars today. That would kill a dog. They are not models for each other. And so in many ways, it retards the development of good products. There are much more efficient, inexpensive, and entirely humane ways to test these products. And so we've just got to spend, the industry's got to just spend the time and sort of move off the old model, which is just because they always did it doesn't mean, A, that it's the right thing going forward or the best for the way to test the drugs.
And as you note in the report, this is certainly not a Michigan-only issue, and you found instances of this kind of testing elsewhere. Broadly speaking, how many dogs are tested on annually in this country?
It's about, sadly, about 67,000.
Okay. And your group has asked DOWA to end the testing and release the dogs, and now you've launched an online petition on the Humane Society of the United States website calling for these dogs to be released for adoption. Have you received any response to this from Charles River Labs or from DOWA?
Well, DOWA, we continue to, I mean, before we launched the campaign, we were working with DOWA for months to really try to get us to where we needed to be, except things got stalled. That's why we went this route. We always try to work, with the industry and bring about a good, favorable result for both. We have not heard from Charles River, but our petition, I'm happy to say, is nearly at 100,000, and we just launched it yesterday.
Kitty Block, President and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States. Kitty, thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside.
Thank you, too.
Stateside reached out to DOWA and to Charles Rivers Laboratories in West Michigan. You can read both of their responding statements on the investigation and animal testing at michiganradio.org. Coming up, writer Michael Zadorian talks about his novel, Beautiful Music.
Whatever kids are listening to, music just becomes so important, I think, as far as establishing their identity.
This is Stateside from Michigan Radio.